In this bulletin, an eighth person confirmed dead as a result of the New South Wales South Coast bushfires. Authorities warn that a thick blanket of smoke covering Melbourne may last for days. And the Australian men's cricket captain says his side still has room for improvement. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. An eighth person has died as bushfires ravaged the south coast region of New South Wales. The 71-year-old man was reported missing on the 31st of December while moving equipment on his property. Police managed to reach the fire-damaged area and discovered his body between the property and a car late yesterday afternoon. So far, 20 people have died in the state's bushfires and another man remains missing. Almost 2,500 firefighters are battling 135 bushfires burning across New South Wales, with almost 70 uncontained. And in Victoria, about 300 people remain stranded in Mallacoota, where smoke has kept rescue flights grounded. Those stranded have been offered a place on HMAS Shoals, which returned to the town with supplies and equipment. More than 1,500 people have been rescued from the coastal town by Defence Force helicopters and boats after it was cut off by bushfires on New Year's Eve. All those missing in Victoria's deadly bushfires have been found safe. Authorities are warning thick smoke from bushfires is likely to blanket Melbourne for days. The air quality is at its worst in East Gippsland as dozens of bushfires continue to burn in the region. The Environmental Protection Authority has also recorded very poor air quality in Melbourne's metropolitan area, attributing the smoke to bushfires burning in the state as well as in New South Wales and Tasmania. Chief Environmental Scientist Andrea Henwood is urging people to close all the windows in their home and seal the doors, saying the smoke will linger until Wednesday.
You want to have as much clean air as you can within your home, and some homes are just terribly leaky and they will be problematic. So that's the opportunity to have your own plan and work out, have you got friends and family that might have a better space? Have you got the local library or the shopping centre or whatever it might be to provide some relief? Because even taking a break in these conditions is really important.
United States Secretary General Antonio Guterres says geopolitical tensions mean more and more countries are making decisions with unpredictable consequences. The Secretary General says the new year has begun with the world in turmoil, with geopolitical tensions the highest they've been this century. Mr. Guterres says trade and technological conflicts can fracture world markets, undermine growth and widen inequalities. He's warned the situation could not go on.
This cauldron of tensions is leading more and more countries to take unpredicted decisions with unpredictable consequences and the profound risk of miscalculation. At the same time, we see trade and technological conflicts that fracture world markets, undermine growth and widen inequalities. And all the while, our planet is on fire, the climate crisis rages on.
And hundreds of thousands of mourners have gathered in Iran over the targeted killing by the United States of Iranian Revolutionary Guard General Qassem Soleimani. Iran has vowed to retaliate, and Iraq's parliament responded by voting to oust foreign troops based in the country. The government in Tehran has also abandoned the remaining limits on its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers in response to the attack. US President Donald Trump insists the US military may strike Iran Iranian cultural sites if Iran retaliates, despite warnings that would constitute a war crime under international law. This Hezbollah supporter is one of those mourning the general's death in Lebanon.
Trump now, because he is a fool, he is attacking Iran, he is attacking our leaders, and this is never and will not be acceptable.
To cricket in Australia's men's cricket, captain Tim Payne says his side still has room for improvement. The Australian men's test team wrapped up an unbeaten home summer with a 279-run victory over New Zealand to win the Trans-Tasman Series 3-0. However, Payne says his team can't afford to rest on their laurels.
I think we can all be really proud of what we've done the last five test matches. Oh, look, I think the moment we don't think we can improve, we're going to be in some trouble. So we've certainly all as individual players can improve and get better. If we can all do that 2-3-5%, then we're going to be a better cricket team again. So we're always talking about that every day, trying to get better.
Look at the weather for today. 34 in Perth and sunny, much the same for Adelaide, 31. Smoke haze for Melbourne, 23. 23 also for Hobart, cloudy there. In Canberra, possible shower with smoke haze, 34 degrees. Possible shower or storm for Wollongong, 29 for you, much the same for Sydney. In Newcastle, similar conditions, 30. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 31, much the same for Cairns with a shower or two as well. In Darwin, a shower with a possible storm, 34 degrees for you. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.